Hare Krishna. Okay, here's some questions from, starting with Bhakta Leonardo. Long question. He's quoting Suhotra Maharaj's Care of the Soul book, in which he's quoting Socrates. Basically, Socrates is saying that for social harmony, people learn to know inner self-control and harmony. Intelligence controlling the mind, mind controlling the senses. Does this have any relationship to Varnashram, or does this have any application to Varnashram? Yes, certainly. In fact, all of Bhagavad Gita, ultimately Krishna is telling Arjuna to fight. That's a very simple statement, mamanushmaradyudyacha. But aside from telling Krishna to Arjuna to fight, Krishna is telling Arjuna how to have the proper frame of mind, how to have the proper consciousness, how to actually have that inner harmony that will inspire him to do his duty, and better yet, out of affection for Krishna, will want him to please the Lord out of love. And the same thing, we can have as many rules as we want in any social system, including Varnashram, but if people are not taught self-control, if people aren't given the intelligence to understand why they should control the dictates of the mind and the pushings of the senses, then ultimately no social system will be able to stand on its own. Rules alone are not enough. I know that devotees sometimes tell me, or at least in a circumstance when they tell me that, well, I don't think it's my nature to be a full-time preacher, or it's not my nature to live in New Rajadam, or it's not my nature to do this, but it's to do that. Not always, but sometimes, if not often, my response is, I really don't think it's a matter of anything to do with your nature. I think that it has to do more with your lack of inner self-control, and that you're losing your self-control, and as a result of that loss of self-control, therefore you're taking a path where you're giving in to not only your mind, but also your senses, inevitably. Similarly, we see in society there may be lost past, you can't steal, but why is it that there's so many thieves and criminals? Because they're not taught the inner values of not stealing. Nowadays in America, there's this controversy on whether to restrict a constitutional right of bearing arms. And part of the argument is that as long as people keep seeing violent movies and violent computer games and those type of things, then violence will persist. And some say yes, others say no. Certainly, that also has to do with it. If you're feeding people violence constantly, then you have to accept that that's going to condition their mentality and give at least a greater likelihood of them also being violent. So yes, inner self-control is important in establishing a successful social structure, and for that reason Srila Prabhupada wanted us to be Krishna conscious, which really means to control ourselves. Going on to Dale Lindheim, he says that over the last 10 years he's played with many kirtaniyas, and he was in a kirtan which was called Ponduranga Vitale. But he forgot what it was all about. And do I know what it's about? No, I don't, but probably the person who does is Lokanath Swami Maharaj, who is from that part of Maharashtra, and it's about Lord Vital, Vitalanath, who's a deity of Lord Krishna in that town, and he could probably be very much helpful in answering what the details of that bhajan would be about. I got a couple of questions here from Tot Atila. The first one is, Krishna says in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita that I'm death personified. He says, so if Krishna is death personified, why are people afraid of death? Well, Krishna also says that among aquatics he's the shark. So although Krishna may be manifest in many different forms, not all of them are necessarily friendly, and not all of them are conducive. So similarly, death, especially for a materialistic person, is not a form of the Lord that one would embrace, even the universal form of the Lord. Arjuna ultimately was afraid of it. He didn't consider it to be a very attractive. But Krishna is everywhere and in everything, but materialistic people don't see Krishna behind everything. They just see what their senses tell them, and therefore they are either attracted or repulsed by things. And because death, mrityu sarva harashtam, Krishna also says, I'm death and I take everything away. Because death means that they're going to lose everything that they have. So they're afraid of that. Their whole life has been invested in acquiring so many things, material things, surrounding themselves with family and so on. And now all that is going to be gone. So therefore people are afraid of death. No, they don't see Krishna. His next question, that is Attila, is what about donating our organs to after we've died? What's our opinion about that? I think I've answered that before, but briefly, if it's going to benefit someone's advancement in spiritual life, and if they're going to make use of their extended life for self-realization, then it's a good idea. And if it's solely to facilitate a person's sense gratification, then what's the benefit? So donate to someone who's going to make good use of it, in the same way that one is meant to give donation, as in Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, there's charity in the modes of ignorance, in the mode of passion, in the mode of goodness. So we should give charity in the mode of goodness to the right person at the right time, in the right place. His last question is, for grihasthas who can't have children, can they adopt children? Why not? If they can't have their own, why not adopt children, provided that those children or that child also becomes Krishna conscious? Once again, we should do what's practical, what's favorable for Krishna, and if we can take responsibility for other children and raise them in Krishna consciousness, then by all means, there's no harm in doing that. That's it for today, and we'll continue tomorrow. Hare Krishna.